This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
This week's host is Dr. David Antion, speaking on the subject of sleep and health. His commentary follows this brief message.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
There's one thing that's good for everything. If you have a surgery operation, if you've been injured, if you've got the flu, if you've got a fever, if you've got things, you know, something's racking your body. There's one thing that's good for everything. It's restorative sleep. Sleep. But one third of our time on earth is spent sleeping. God made it. Everything sleeps. Birds sleep. Animals sleep, kittens sleep, dogs sleep, cows sleep, horses sleep. Many of them sleep standing up, but they sleep. And that sleep is to restore them. In other words, we do not have a perpetual body that goes day and night for everything. We have to restore it, and sleep restores it. Different stages, four stages, and then plus the REM sleep. The REM sleep means rapid eye movement. Your breathing is altered just a little bit. That's usually the stage where you dream. When the rapid eye movement starts, there's a hormone that is released in your body that paralyzes your muscle movements. That's to keep you from doing actions that are in your dream that might hurt you or hurt somebody else. Now, that's the end result. That's the last stage of sleep, REM sleep, and usually but there are four other stages. Stage one is when you're starting to get to sleep and you're very easily awakened. You know what's going on. You could hear things if somebody's around or so on. Stage two, you're a little bit deeper, but you can be brought out. Stage three, you're really deep. You probably won't hear much. You don't know what's going on. You don't hear. You're just out. I didn't hear anything. I didn't see anything. Stage three and stage four sleep are the restorative times where the hormones are restored, your cells are now being rebuilt. You need those stages of sleep to repair your mind, your nervous system, your hormonal balance, all the things that make you better. Nobody sleeps perfectly. But you can help yourself to sleep. Americans generally are sleep deprived. Why are we sleep deprived? Well, thank you, Mr. Edison, for inventing the light bulb. Before the light bulb, people just went by the sun. As the sun came up, you got up. As the sun went down, you came into your house and, you know, you might have had a candle or two, but after a little bit, you're tired, you go to sleep. But now we have television, now we have movies, now you have cell phones, now you have iPads, and you can just watch movies and so on and sit there in bed. And a lot of people watch television until it's time to go to bed and their eyes are blinking. It disturbs certain hormones in your body about sleep. As you get older, here's what happens to your sleep. You tend to have a longer time getting to sleep. You tend to have increased wakefulness after you start to sleep. You'll have also decreased sleep efficiency. In other words, you spend more time in bed wide awake. When you're awake, you've got these beta waves. Beta waves are short, quick, You're alert. As you sit down and begin to relax, this is why people like to watch television, and they start having alpha waves. The waves are longer, a little longer, and then next thing you know, they're tired. They're starting to relax, and, you know, they're not as alert. You have an increased percentage of high of stage one. That is where you're ready to wake up. But what we want, what is very important for us, is to set up some rules and some a process whereby you sleep better. And the first thing is to realize the benefits of regular routine. They find that if you go to bed and get up on a regular routine about the same time every day, a regulated tends to increase your sleep patterns. Develop a relaxing routine before you go to bed. Don't have a lot of lights shining in your eyes. Don't have electromagnetic stuff. Don't keep your cell phone too close. Don't wear your eye watch, so to speak, all night necessarily, because electromagnetics, they're now thinking that they might have a little bit of effect on your sleep pattern. The consequences of bad sleep or no sleep are devastating. It's been studied over and over again because why? We spend a third of our life. Get good sleep. Get good habits. You need to sleep well. And the consequences of not getting good restorative sleep are, I don't even want to read you the list, okay? I don't want to read you the list. Sleep is good. Everybody sleeps. Animals sleep. You need to sleep. Okay, that's my health tip for today, because sleep is good for everything. You need sleep.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.